Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some tips for your pool test kits, either the reagent test kits, photometers, or test strips, and give you some tips on these testers so that you can get the most accurate reading for your pool and spa water. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So, testing your water at home or as part of your job as a pool service provider is a very simple thing to do in most cases. However, there are a lot of errors that could happen that would give you a false reading. A lot of times, you'll bring your water sample into the pool store and it'll be totally different than the water sample you took at home. And there could be a lot of reasons for this. User error is probably one of the main reasons for the difference, but there may also be something with your test kit that could cause the problem and you get an inaccurate reading based on the fact that that something is wrong with your kit itself and not just the testing method, or it could be a combination of both. So I'll start with the test strips. The first thing about test strips is the fact that they do expire, and if you have test strips from last season and you're using them for this season, you definitely want to throw them away and buy new ones because they've probably worn out and you're going to get inaccurate readings on your test strips if they are expired. Also, if you buy the really cheap test strips, they're not quite up to the standard as other test strips. So I would stay with the well-known brands. I would get either the AquaCheck test strips, the Taylor test strips, or the Lamotte test strips. Those are all really well-known brands with very accurate test strips. And definitely use those particular brands and make sure they're not expired. Also, when you dip the strip in, some of them have different directions. Some you dip in and read right away. Others you can dip in and wait to get the reading. Also, you don't want to shake them because then you'll get a false reading. How far in the pool you dip them, if the pool is running at the time, those are all factors of getting your results. And then you have to remember that test strips are just a ballpark. You're not going to get an exact pH. So it may be 8.0, it may be 8.2, it may be 7.8. It's really hard to tell with a test strip what the actual pH is in the pool. It'll give you a range and a ballpark reading of the pool, and that's about it. So you can't rely on test strips to actually get a very accurate reading in your pool. They're good. They serve a purpose. They're really quick and easy to use, and you can get an idea of where the chemistry in the pool is. But I would not use it, say for a commercial application, of course, or as a every week kind of tester. That's definitely not something that I would do on a regular basis, especially if you're doing pool service and you're trying to give your customers accurate chemistry readings. Next would be the reagent test kits. These are the Taylor test kits or the OTO Pool Master, the simple test kits. They use a reagent to do the testing, and these reagents actually expire, believe it or not. And there's a move to make to put an expiration date on all the reagents that's very accurate. It's a very accurate expiration date. So those will expire. And if you're using expired reagents, you're definitely going to get a false reading. The reagents have, again, a shelf life. And also, where you store the reagents is important. So if you're storing them in temperatures below 36 degrees or above 85 degrees Fahrenheit, you're going to have problems with the reagents, not being accurate for that reason. So you don't want to also store your test kit near your chemicals. That's definitely not something you want to do. Kind of hard to do because a lot of pool guys keep it in their tote and next to the test kit. Usually you store your chlorine or your bags of shock or your acid. So it's a good idea to take your test kit out of your tote every night and maybe put it in the bed of your truck or somewhere where it's not going to get extreme temperatures, because those will also affect the reagents. Direct sunlight, you don't want to have your test kit open and exposed. So if the lid is broken and you have it on your service cart, chances are the reagents are being affected by the sun and being degenerated. You're not going to get an accurate reading there. And of course, the homeowner shouldn't be storing their reagents outside in the sun either. It should be in a shed or in the house. So those are also factors besides the shelf life. And the one that I think is really affected by this is your cyanuric acid reagent. The melamine is very sensitive to heat. So a lot of times your supplier will put them in the back storage room. It'll be 100 degrees back there. And believe it or not, that will affect the quality of the reading of your conditioner cyanuric acid test. So you want to make sure that you have you keep your reagents stored properly in the right environment, and that they're not expired before you get an accurate test with the reagent test kits. And if you're using something like the ColorQ Pro 7, the reagent shelf life is really short on those, so be really aware of those reagents. They're a specially formulated reagent that the photometer can read accurately, and so the shelf life on the ColorQ reagents is much shorter than the shelf life on the Taylor reagents for that purpose, for that reason. So definitely make sure you replace those more often. Now let's move into some of the other problems with the test kit itself. One of them is that the tubes themselves are getting buildup and you can't get an accurate reading. So if you're using a Taylor test kit, make sure you clean your tubes often and it's not getting a buildup. That would definitely interfere with the reading. If you're using a photometer, definitely clean out the tubes or the wherever you put the sample in, whether if you're using the Exact Eye Dip or the Pool Lab, clean those out thoroughly so that you can get an accurate reading. You don't want to not have those clean, because the photometer needs to actually see through that clear tube accurately to get a reading of the water chemistry. And same with the Taylor reagent test kit, make sure those are clean so you don't have any interference. Also make sure that you rinse them thoroughly in between testing at each pool or at your pool between tests, because any residue that's left inside there from your previous test will definitely affect the reading of the test you're currently taking. So make sure that they're clean of any residue from the prior test. Very common to have some leftover reagents in there from testing the pool, so make sure you thoroughly rinse those out with the pool water or however you want to do it. They're clean. And a lot of the photometer testers come with a scrub brush to clean the vials and the test tubes so that you won't have any residue in there. Definitely use those to clean them out, otherwise you'll get a false reading for sure. And then last is the application of the reagents or tablets, however you're testing, into the test tube or test area to get the reading. So if you're using a reagent tester, and I have a habit of doing this also, you want to make sure that you keep the reagent straight up and down as you're pushing on it to get the drop out. It's very easy to tilt it left or right or off center, and I gotta always remind myself to keep it straight up and down when I'm doing my tests with the Taylor reagent to make sure that you're getting an accurate amount of drops. Each drop should be the same exact measurement, and the only way to get that is to have the reagent perfectly horizontal as you're squeezing it to push the drop out. Same with the ColorQ Pro 7. You want to make sure that you have that perfectly there and you're squeezing it perfectly to get that full drop. And then with the tablet testers like the Pool Lab or other tablet type testers, if you don't crush that tablet completely, you're going to get a false reading because the photometer will pick up the particles that are just floating in there and you're going to get a false reading. It could be off by quite a bit. So let's say that you have an alkalinity tablet you've broken up in there and you haven't broken it up completely. The alkalinity reading, which would normally be 100, could be as low as like 70 or 80, and it could be as high as 120. So definitely make sure that tablet is broken up there so you get an accurate reading. It's a pretty critical part of using the tablet testers to break that tablet up completely. You also want to make sure that the water you're testing has just been taken from the pool and is fresh. So you don't want to test water that's been sitting there for a few hours. So the immediate results from testing the water at the poolside are usually the most accurate because they're right there. You're getting the water sample and you're testing it immediately. When you bring the water sample into the pool store, you should go right away. So get the sample, get in your car, and drive to the pool store and have the water tested. You don't want to wait a couple hours with the water in the sample bottle. That's probably not optimal. Also, where you get the water sample from is also important. So if you're getting a water sample for any kind of testing, you want to go down arm's length into the pool, which is about a foot or a foot and a half, and get the water sample from that area of the pool. And you want to have the pool running at the time. You don't want to get the water sample by return jet. You want to be in an area of the pool where you can just get a good solid sample of the water and then take that into the pool store or use that water sample for your testing. So that's really, really critical also is where you get the water sample. So you can see there's a lot of factors that go in to getting a clean water test, not just the kit you're using or the method, but there's a lot of user error that goes into it. There's the factors of the reagent, how you're actually using the reagent drops, how you're actually reading the test. All of these are factors that go into the accuracy of the test. So don't be surprised if you take your water sample at your pool, bring it into a pool store, and they have different results than you have, because there's a lot of variables in between your water test and the pool store's water test. I'm not saying that one is more accurate than the other, but however, if you take the water sample into the pool store and they do the water testing the correct way, I would say that that water test is more accurate than your water test, because you may have done it incorrectly by either not having the reagents may have expired, or they may have degenerated by being left out in the sun or heat, or you may have tilted it as you're adding the drops, or you may have read it wrong because your tubes are not clear, completely clear, and you're holding it up to the sunlight. You may not be holding it up directly at your eye level. So all these are factors when you're trying to get the readings for your pool. And so having the right test kit is just half the battle. Using the test kit correctly is the other half of the battle to get an accurate water reading. And there's, again, a lot of variables that you have to be aware of. So the test, to get the most accurate test, you want to eliminate all the variables that would cause user error. So eliminate bad reagents, eliminate improper addition of the reagents, eliminate a dirty test kit or a contaminated test kit, eliminate where you get the water sample from, how long in between the water sample is taken. If all those factors are eliminated, I would pretty much guarantee that the water test that you're running is going to be very accurate at that moment. And so just be aware of those variables that could affect the test results. And so I hope you found this podcast helpful. And if you're looking for more pool care tips for your pool, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have a lot of web pages there for you with a lot of good articles. You can also get my ebook for $9.99. And I also have a print book available on amazon.com. You can learn more at swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you do pool service for a living and you need more help with your business or looking to enhance your business or you're just starting out, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. There are a lot of great benefits there, including being able to text me or call me in real time. And there's also discounts available for your insurance as well as other products from the partner companies that partner with me through the coaching program. And you can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.